All right, thank you. Can you join us in a flag salute, please? Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Strauss, absent. Councilwoman Switwick is absent. Councilman Kaczynowski?
Here.
Council President Malay?
Here.
And Mayor
Higgins. Just barely. Thank you. And I see a familiar. Where'd she go?
Uh-oh. We're at health. Should we move on to the? We don't have minutes.
You want
to
do things?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
we didn't wait to.
What happened?
I just have to okay. Talk a little louder. Sorry, I got hollered at a lot about that. So Ms. Bush, you are here for is it 46 Valley Crest?
Correct.
And. This is a replacement for a septic for a five-bedroom home, no expansion required.
Correct.
And or intended. And the only question the county had is that the toe of the mound is less than 10 feet from the property boundary. And I've looked at the adjacent lots, and I've also looked at the topo. And the one dimension I don't quite see is the top of the mound. Is it looks like the land slopes up, and your septic is, there's virtually no slope in the rear of it near that 10-foot line on your print.
If you look at the very top right-hand corner of the lot, there's a one square, 103.8 typical.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so if you look at the cross-section of the plan on sheet number, I think it's three, you can see on the high side of the bed up in that corner, it's going to be almost 2 feet above ground.
Okay.
So if we were to move the bed further towards the house, there'd be a very large tree we'd have to cut down. And the homeowner's here, and he really wants to save the trees. And also, we'd be more into the old system, which we have to get rid of.
Okay.
And then if we moved it down the hill, in soil log one was higher water table. So we may have to mound it even higher, which would then cause the mound to be higher, which then we might have to grade too close to the property line.
But looking at where the structures are, you're far from anybody else's structure, the neighboring ones? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, it looks to me like a fairly de minimis exception.
We tend to grant these fairly frequently, it seems. And if there were a reasonable alternative, I would be less inclined to grant it, but in this case, it seems like they've taken into consideration quite a number of factors, so I'm okay with it.
Okay, same here. Any comments from you guys?
No.
All right.
I'll make a motion to adopt the waiver with the requirements set forth by the County Health Department.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
No, we're going to do roll call.
Councilman Strauss? Councilman
yes.
Council President Malang?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening. All right. So we'll go back into session as the council rather than the Board of Health. And we're up to our consent agenda. These are items that are viewed as routine, and they certainly look routine at this point. Release of escrows, supporting a drive sober, get pulled over, year-end holiday crackdown for drunk driving, canceling some old outstanding checks, cancellation of taxes for a couple of disabled veterans. So very routine. We can vote on them all at once. Are there any questions? Or
do we need to make note that Councilman Strauss showed up?
Carl got it.
Okay.
Thanks for making that obvious.
I wasn't trying to do that.
Tried to sneak in.
All right. Well, in that case, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Yes. And so we're up for public comments. So looking at a fair number of public here, does anybody have comments?
Good evening. My name is Bonnie Wagner Westbrook. I live on seven Burlinghoff Lane, which is off of Cokesbury Road. And I have Mike Tosolino.
My name is Mike Tosolino. I live on the end of Burlinghoff. She's in the beginning, and I'm on the end.
As you may know, if you've been down our lane, it's a beautiful private lane maintained as a country lane with stone. And it's a very nicely maintained road. Apparently someone who has done road work before was quite complimentary of the shape that it's in, given how old it is. Over the years, it's been maintained entirely by the residents of the lane, and basically for Mike being one of them. However, all of these folks are getting to be seniors. One of them has had two major heart attacks, and I am constantly worried that he's going to get run into by a delivery truck as he is going around a steep corner, and he's on his little Kubota.
I have two artificial hips, and I'm running a farm, and I just can't do it no more. It's getting too old.
Now, is this a private lane?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What we're asking for is for the township to take the lane over and to build a road and maintain it. Our primary concern is not just that we have a paved road, but also whenever there's an emergency situation, especially if there's snow on the ground, I don't believe an emergency vehicle could get into us to help us.
It took about a week one time with a heavy snowstorm before we got help with a power outage.
We had a tree laying on a live wire on fire, and it was that way for a week. So, and God forbid anybody should have a human or a residential emergency, we would be very much out of luck. So, and there are a lot of seniors on the lane, and there are also small children.
There's 11 families back there. We have a petition that they all want to
go. That was my next question, was every single
every
one.
Wants it. There's 11 of us, and everyone is all pro.
And we were trying to figure out an aggregate number of years that we've all been paying taxes to the township, without getting any kind of municipal services. So
I'm just wondering, I'm there 20 years. Why it was never done earlier with 11 families? Look, if the axle don't squeak, you don't get the oil. We've been taking care of it. But now, like I say, I didn't mind. I enjoyed doing it. I have more in my farm machinery, and I just changed for plows, but I just can't do it.
And we have, I would say, half a dozen or so dirt roads in town that are public dirt roads. We've had
do
neighbors.
Do you maintain them?
We do maintain them as dirt roads, and sometimes we've had the residents come and complain. And we've offered to pave it, and they've said, "Well, we don't want it paved."
People will speed when it's paved.
It'd be freshly different.
So, but
I think everybody, right? Nobody objected.
Nobody objected.
We can do some research, I think, and talk to DPW. What's the practice typically when somebody asks to give up their private road?
You have some discretion in terms of accepting the dedication. Under the statute, if the road is improved to municipal standards, you must accept it if it's dedicated to you. This isn't the case here, so I think it's more a question of what your practice has been, and it's a discretionary call in this instance.
The way I could see it on the map is everybody has an easement going to their property with the road.
But
at least 10 of us, right? Oh, yes. I'm on the end of the road,
Well, you can take a road by dedication or by easement. I don't know which would be.
Yeah, it would be dedicating it as a right-of-way that would be
in
the nature of an easement over their property. So they would continue to own to the center line, title would revert if and when the township were ever to vacate it, if you accept it to begin with.
On my survey, it shows a right-of-way to one neighbor, and I'm sure the other neighbor has a right-of-way to the other neighbor.
Yeah.
There'd be some work to. We need the engineer to look at it too, yep, and see, yeah, what we want to do. I know there's a. I think to your point, a private lane off of my street, which is paved, privately paved. And I suppose then in that case, if they were to deed it to us, we would have to take it.
If not necessarily, would have to be up to municipal specs. You know, a certain width, certain depth,
drainage,
certain thickness of pavement, yeah, and all the rest.
Now, what we will do, I think, is to consult with our attorney. And would people have, would this be helpful at all, if people send us copies of the deeds or the plats showing the easements?
Yes, I mean, to the extent that you have property surveys, that would be helpful. That's in terms of the mechanics on the legal end, and then obviously you want to talk to Public Works, yeah, and your engineer, mm-hmm, and, you know, about the practicalities, sure, of it.
And to be honest, if we were to decide to take on the road, it would probably be some time where we would have to maintain it as a dirt road before we had the funds. We have a lot of roads in town that are desperately in need of repaving, and some even more than just repaving.
Yeah.
And we're chipping away at it, but it would be hard to jump the line, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. The biggest thing is the snow, you know, yeah, an emergency, you know, get an ambulance back there, an emergency vehicle, fly up.
Yeah.
Understand. So let us take a look at it. And this is the last meeting of the year, and we have a reorg meeting on January 2nd, which is traditionally just getting the town restarted for a new year. So I would say our second meeting in January, we'd be ready with, you know, perspective on it. Good. Come on by, and we can talk and go from there.
That'd be good.
And why don't you send us some contact information so, you, sure, know, we can, all right, go back and forth on email.
That'd be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure. Do you need the rest of these petitions back?
Nope.
I'll take
thank you.
Oh, man, she's got a card for you.
Don't
you? I got confused. I thought it was Malinowski.
Ma'am?
I got to move my seat.
You probably hear that a lot, right?
You want to take my card?
No, that's the first time.
All right, who's next?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks for holding the meeting. I'm Alexander Allen. I live on Timber Ridge Drive with my wife, Renee Gibson. Just let me preface my comments first by saying we've been very pleased with the last number of all the years we've lived here with the Department of Public Works. But recently, there's been two issues that we actually think are fairly unacceptable. The first involves the lack of repairs and paving on Hermantown. Now, I know the mayor may be addressing the issue, but Hermantown is a fairly dangerous road to begin with. It's very narrow. Cars cross the center line repeatedly, and there are a number of potholes that have been increasingly gotten worse over the last couple of years. Mr. Higgins indicated to us when my wife contacted him that they are, as a stopgap measure, doing some repairs on the road. They marked a number of places. They've made some repairs well in advance of the potential paving project, but the stopgap measures have been incomplete. They're rather inept, and they're already showing some issues with wear. As we understand it, this project for paving the road, which is well overdue, has been pushed maybe into new year, next year, maybe not.
Oh, no, it'll definitely, we got a grant, I don't know, about a couple of weeks ago. So it will definitely happen. It will definitely
part of the question that we have, because we spoke to a number of our neighbors, is something like this on the schedule, and how are road repairs prioritized? Because this one, there's many, many roads that are being repaired. I hate to say it, they're in much better shape than this one. So that's my first issue. So you think it may be on the schedule for next year?
I know it to be a fact. We were hoping to do it this year.
Okay.
We had based on budget and based on condition of the road, mm-hmm. our DPW supervisor or director decided that, you know, the funds we had available, we prioritized David Post first and Herman Thau next, and we have this grant now that will cover. It should cover the whole cost. It will at least cover 95% of it.
So is that what you're depending on going forward, though?
Grants? No, we've set aside some more money this year and this year's budget, so we should have some available for next year to start doing some roads. We have a large project, and it's the second phase of a rebuild of Stanton Mountain Road, which was in really bad shape. I mean, that was pretty bad. And the first phase required a rebuild that cost well in excess of $1 million.
That one, so. Herman Thau, thank goodness, was, I don't know how long you've been up on Timber Ridge. I live on Hook Mountain.
2002.
Okay, so it was always paved. When we moved in 1993 or 1994, it was a dirt road.
Right, just like off of A-Town.
So it was, we know the base is good. We know that all we've got to do is mill up the old stuff and then put new stuff down.
I personally felt like it was a waste of money for the repairs. That was financial standpoint, that would be my comment, but that has nothing to
do. I had that same concern, but I think it was de minimis because we had a lot of that material rented for another paving project that was smaller that DPW could handle themselves.
And we were doing our best to answer the concerns of the residents on those roads, John and I being two of them.
Mm-hmm. And since my daughter lost a tire in one last winter, there was right at the border between Highbridge. There were potholes you almost couldn't avoid, and when it was rainy, you couldn't see the darn thing. So I had the privilege of changing the tire in the snow.
So are they going to stop the repair until they pave it at this point? Because they've only done maybe 20. They've marked the road with white lines, and they've maybe done 20% of that.
It was like the wish list. But if the plants are open, we're in this period where. It's leaves and it's roads. So
that's our second issue.
Yeah. So we can't really do both effectively. So if we have a couple, the way we're looking at it is if we don't have sufficient people or equipment, but where we're looking at it is as long as the asphalt plants are open, we catch up a bit. We're a couple of days behind on leaves. We catch up a bit. We're going to try to go back and finish up some of the potholes.
Let me go ahead and address the second issue then.
Because we're not.
I know it's a hot topic, but we understand the leaf pickup on our community was terminated this year.
I'll stop you there and correct the misconception. Okay. So it should say this, and I thought it had said it clearly on the township's webpage. The areas that are highlighted on that map,
yes.
We were able, because they're early in the calendar, able to give an approximate schedule. For the remaining areas, we will pick up leaves, but we just can't specify exactly.
That's not what Mr. Landon said.
Okay. If you would send me that email, I would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Basically,
it doesn't even include Hook Mountain or Herm Thau. It's cut off. So I said, can you clarify? Are we in or out? And he said, no. He said, the rural area, he said, we're doing.
Only certain subdivisions would be targeted this year.
I'll just leave the email with you. I have it right here.
You would. That would be fantastic.
And you clarified that. That's much better because we felt that. Although certain areas probably did deserve more attention than others, that policy of discriminating against some people in the community is probably not an acceptable route to go on your part.
No, and you know, we had part of the issue we were trying to address was every year the administrative office is inundated with, when are my leaves getting picked up? And we felt if we could provide a rough schedule for the majority of the densely populated areas, it would be easier. And then the rest, because snowfall occurs and the pothole repairs have to occur, it's harder. I mean, 15 years ago, I put leaves out, and they never got picked up. Five or six years ago, I put them out, and they got picked up.
When you got that new equipment, it was great.
No complaints
except for the structure of what we were told,
that
certain things would not happen, and that's tough luck, and you should be composting. And that didn't really go over real big with me.
I also had an issue because way back when, y'all used to have the cycle of the five regions. And I always would email the administrator saying, why can't you at least rotate it so we're not the first pickup, like October 30th when nothing's called.
Right. Yeah.
And y'all didn't do that. And then
We started this year, if you noticed, a little later. With the first set was scheduled for after November.
We finished our late pickup, and then the windstorm on Thanksgiving blew all the leaves from our neighbor's yard into our yard.
Yeah.
So
understood.
We appreciate
to hear that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, and we'll rectify the miscommunication that may be.
If there's
existed.
Already. I believe this afternoon, since this thing was in next door by a former mayor, that we had officially terminated everything, we did update our website as to where we are and where we're going.
And I looked at your webpage today, and it still has the old maps, though, which implies, which is what Mr. Landon told me, that you weren't doing a pickup. Except if you were the green and the yellow or whatever, there were two.
It was worded very.
Yeah, and for next year, I'll work with the DPW director to work on a better map, I think, too.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Sure, appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Shari Hudoff McDonald of 74 Old Mountain Road, and this is also in regards to the leaves, just for the record. Mm-hmm. I'm also in the north side of Brown Valley Reservoir, so where we do have a lot of leaves. And on Old Mountain Road, we have a lot of culverts, mm-hmm. Which are all filled to the rim with the leaves. And therefore, we are getting the ice tracks down the road. And with also the leaves pulling into the street. Now, we're one of the areas that is not highlighted with a marker. But there's also a concern of safety. I walk on that road every day with my dog and exercise. And with the ice dams that are forming and the leaves that are pushing into the road, I have to walk towards the middle of the road. And that road is actually a 35-mile-per-hour road, even though it's a residential street. It's very dangerous. I've gotten injured twice already. We've lived there for almost 12 years of basically cars plowing by while you're trying to walk. It's dangerous. And now more so with the fact that the ice dams are starting to form.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure I know that.
I'll mention that to the DPW director as well, and he may not send the big leaf trucks out right away. But he may send out
a couple
guys in a pickup truck to clean the culverts. Yeah.
They, you know what? When we see them coming, we actually do a little at my house. We do a cheer. We're so happy. They do such a great job. Like, we're very mm-hmm. pleased. They do a great job. And then we know the water flows through, and that really helps the street from collecting those huge ice dams, which are, mm-hmm. when you're walking or people riding their bikes, it's so dangerous. And now with the access road closed for Brown Valley to do the work, we're getting unusual.
Yeah, traffic flows are probably different.
Traffic.
Probably
people that are confused.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, you see them kind of driving and not sure where they're going, and people are confused with the access road. Even though it's labeled down in Lebanon in the borough that the road's closed, we're still getting kind of some weird traffic. And then that road's going to close again, I guess, for a year come spring, I think is what we saw. So I just wanted to make it a point that I was concerned with the safety and my own safety.
we're going to get there. Just as a, oh, by the way, if you haven't picked up the agenda, on the agenda is hiring two more DPW guys. So that'll be a plus.
That was something, we were working on it before, and then we were a couple down. So this is going to, should fill the couple we're down, and I think we're still looking for some more.
There's been a fair amount of turnover this year. So.
Oh. Unaware, but yes, when they do come and at least do the culverts, even if everything else,
and
it really helps the road.
I will make a public safety announcement, public service announcement, I should say. To the extent that you can avoid putting sticks and small rocks and such in your leaf piles, that tends to unfortunately damage the machines, and it takes them offline, and then they got to drive them back and spend time getting them fixed, and they're not out picking up. So,
I think also if you notify us earlier. If you decide not to do a leaf pickup, it has to be for the entire communities of Clinton.
Oh, understood. Yeah.
And not just partial.
Yeah.
Or we can put the leaves in the woods or do something else with them, but we weren't sent a letter or something to notify us soon enough. And as you know, that road is so many leaves. You start piling those up constantly.
We didn't intend to stop picking up in those other areas, so it was unclear on that. Yeah.
Just wanted to prioritize the smaller lots with curbs and really no place to put any leaves. So that's it. Well, there's a little mismatch, I think, between our intention and perhaps what you got. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you
for your time. Sure.
I appreciate that.
So, I'm also a resident of Old Mountain Road. I don't need to sit down.
Just state your name again.
Shannon Conklin.
Thank you.
21 Old Mountain Road. We came because of the leaves. But I'd also like to mention that we also have had no police presence on our road for the last 2 years. When I moved there, I bought our house 3 years ago, and for about the first 6 months, you would get patrols going by. I haven't seen one in 2 years. I've seen county sheriff's cars. I've seen state troopers going through. I haven't seen a Clinton Township police officer on that road in 2 years. That being said, the leaves are absolutely a problem. Drainage, she is absolutely correct. It is downright dangerous. My wife almost wrecked on the corner going down towards the railroad tracks last year. And I feel like we're the forgotten people of Clinton Township over there. Like, look at the map of who it's done. Clearly, there's a big area outside of 31 and 22 that nobody did. So, I guess you answered a lot of my questions, but I still think it could be done a lot better in our area. Thank you.
And we will, Lieutenant DeRosa is not here, but we will, I'll send him a note and ask him
the status. We called 6-7 times asking, especially in the summer with motorcycles coming up and down.
And the motorcycle on
out of control.
Well, around the reservoir is, but
that
can't,
it's very hard.
They've had a problem catching them for years. That is,
and they fly right down Old Mountain Road. So that's the only good thing about that road being closed right now is that they can't do that. But they can still fly down Old Mountain Road.
To say in fairness, you should not have a problem catching them. Just come there any night during the summer.
Yeah, I think it's more that they're evasive more than they're.
I see them all the time.
Yeah, they go faster than us. That's what he means. Yeah.
Well, you just block the road so they can't leave.
Yeah.
It's not illegal.
That's a county road.
Speed bumps would work. Well, anyway, that's not why. I digress. My name is Brian Bennington, Old Mountain Road, number 16. I'm here tonight just to basically talk about the leaves again, but more importantly, how was the – I need clarification because I'm not exactly 100% clear on how the yellow and the green sections were chosen.
That was a determination made by the Director of Public Works. Part of it I know involves planning for certain events, and we also wanted to focus on areas where this year that were more densely populated with smaller lots that have less availability to dispose of their leaves if they so chose, so places like Annandale Village and that sort of thing.
Okay. When can we expect on Old Mountain Road a leaf pickup? Give me a ballpark.
I honestly, right now, I couldn't give you a ballpark. And this is an issue we have all throughout town every year. It's a very big town, and a lot of towns around us don't even offer it. Highbridge just canceled their leaf collection.
I've yet to find a town approximating our size that picks up leaves. It's a massive task. If you think about it, you've only got maybe 6 weeks to do it. And if you get an early snowstorm or ice storm, as we've had, you've got to wait till everything melts. I wouldn't say dries out completely, but when those leaves are wet, it takes much longer to suck them up. So it's,
how many trucks does the town have?
We have two leaf collection trailers.
Yep.
Well, do we have plans to get another one?
It's a matter of taxes.
Well, it's not just that, too. It's a matter of ability to staff the the pickup, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's the trucks and it's people.
Is there, and I don't want to monopolize time, has there ever been something like, hey, call up Raritan and borrow a truck from them? Has that ever happened? Nothing? We don't do stuff
not,
like
not
that?
Not that I know of.
I mean, I have no idea.
They don't do this, right?
No.
So they don't do leaves, so we wouldn't be able to borrow that part of the.
Who does Main Street in
Clinton?
Clinton. Because that's a DOT road, right? Not Main Street, I'm sorry.
Old 22?
Old 22, yeah.
You do Baldwin, too. You can pick up there, too.
Old 22. There is no road. Old 20. No, that's a different town.
Yeah. That's not.
In the town of Clinton. Yeah.
That's not,
not us.
Clinton town.
Okay.
Now, you said, you said Raritan doesn't pick up leaves?
I'm not sure.
As far as I know, they don't.
I know Reddington does not.
Yeah. Reddington, yeah. Raritan, and Flemington, Raritan.
Most of the rest of the larger townships in the county. I'm not certain about Reddington, but I know I would know Bethlehem doesn't.
No, I've checked with Reddington. They thought about it and decided that it was just one of those jobs they were not going to be able to do well, and elected not to do it at all.
Okay. So we're thinking we're going to get our leaves picked up relatively soon, maybe. Then the next, I don't know, couple weeks
all we can
before they get plowed down the road.
We're going to keep at it until we get. One pass.
I mean, they haven't finished what's highlighted on the map yet, I don't think.
Really?
No.
One crew is one day behind, the other crew is two, as of this afternoon.
I mean, all you have to think about how big the town is, and then all the leaves fall at once. It's tough. I mean, you're not alone. And they typically, I think last year they picked up the leaves at my neighbor's house on my street. It might have been end of March, early April. And it's been that way since I moved in. I mean, there were years they never came down my street.
Okay. Then I'm done, and we will table the motorcycles until the spring.
We'll lodge that.
Yeah.
Trust me, you missed that
part of the conversation.
That is not, yeah, you know, that is not just your complaint. It's also.
I apologize. Right now, we're down to two men tonight. Nope. Lieutenant DeRosa was not able to be here, so I'm here. I do have my radio on, so if something major comes in, I might have to leave. But I am here to address anything that you guys might have.
We were talking about the motorcycles around
629. Yeah, you know what? We're putting traffic enforcements out there. We have officers out there running radar, running laser. We're doing what we can out there. Like I said, sometimes we are two people. Sometimes we're three. Once in a while, we're four. And when we can get an extra vehicle out there to do an enforcement, we do. And we're trying to address it. We did get a couple motorcycles, probably my squad, about 2 weeks ago. So we were able to write a couple people speeding. Problem is, that's a very historical, beautiful area that people come to our area to ride that reservoir. So sometimes there is an influx of motorcycles on that road.
Well, now that the road is closed for 6 months, there's three of us here that have to be people.
Okay.
I don't know if we didn't know each other until right now.
Right.
But so guess what's happening now?
Yeah, I know
they're
it's closed.
Going down Old Mountain Road.
Yeah.
And
it's nicely paved.
All right. We just have to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because what I'll do is when I go back downstairs, we have a general orders list that I'll put something out that there is a concern now for Old Mountain Road, and we'll try to address it. Like I said, we can't be everywhere all the time, but we try.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Perfect. That's it. Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome. Anybody else? All right. So let's move on to resolutions. Oh, excuse me. I went right past it. Anything to report, Mr. Strauss?
Just a few things, Mayor. Thank you. For Clinton Township Environmental Commission, their last meeting was Thursday, December 5th, 8 p.m. Just looking over the minutes from the meeting, ongoing old business, talking about the different open space areas within the township. I brought up at the last meeting about the new ban on single-use plastics that's out there floating around, and has been a topic of discussion on this commission for quite some time now. And looking to update, using samples from other municipalities, the Environmental Commission's mission statement, and bring that up to par. Other than that, I think first Thursday in January, that's January 2nd, which is the same night, I believe, as our reorg meeting, is the next Environmental Commission meeting. And I do not have anything, with the exceptions of the next Board of Ed meeting is this coming Monday, the 16th, for Clinton Township.
Okay, thank you.
Last planning board meeting was canceled. The next one is the 16th.
Yep.
Hopefully that won't get canceled. That's all I have to report.
Okay. Tom and I are both on the planning board. This one, I understand we really have to have some administrative stuff that we have to do. So I think it's going to be on. Otherwise, really, I don't have anything to report.
I met with the sewer authority last week. They had their meeting. The Annandale Reformed Church has filed permits, so they're going to be tying in, which is really good for them. I'm happy for that. They did get a capacity request from Wawa for the property at Sherrod's. Wawa is eyeing, it does seem. Okay. I know they had some interest in it when they talked to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see how that progresses and what they come up with. And then they have a number of properties on Hamden Road over down by the river that have some failing septic, so they're considering giving them emergency sewer access allocations. And they hired they're going to try to hire a new administrative assistant. They're going to make an offer. The only other thing I have to comment on is the old municipal building. It looks like we're getting some traction, and we have something on the agenda tonight that will extend some of the timeline that they have, but not by much. But they're really pushing, it sounds like, and moving to, hopefully, in the next year,
I would
rehabilitate and clean that building up.
I think they'll be in front. They have preliminary approval for that project, and which replaces, it demolishes everything that's around the old Muni building except for a very small historic core, which gets turned into sort of a coffee shop for Annandale. And then there's a 10-unit apartment house that is built to look like a large house that is at the far end of Washington Street. We have their approvals run out at if I recall, at the end of February, so I would expect them in front of the planning board January, February for a final approval, at which point they can build. So we've been waiting for that for quite some time now, and I think it'll be a major improvement for the village.
Good. Thank you. That's all I have.
I think sure without Jess here.
You haven't much to report other than your shorthand.
You know what? No, I mean, you know what? We do what we can. We have a lot of proactive guys right now. With the holidays, we're seeing an increase in the DWIs. So we actually have a lot more apprehensions. I think over the last weekend alone, we have like 6 to 8. So. Which is a good sign that, you know what, we're getting them off the road.
Right, yeah.
You know, so I would say positive. We're out there trying to do the best we can.
You guys do a great job.
So. Well, we appreciate it.
For sure. Well, we're going to buy you some radios at the end of the meeting, I think.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you. Now we're up to resolutions. And for those folks that are not familiar, unlike a lot of budgets, every line item in a municipal budget has to have adequate funds in it. You can't move any money around from natural gas to electric, even. So
until the end of the year.
Until the last 2 months of the year. So what we're going to do next is the first resolution is the transfer of funds, since we're getting toward the end of the year, and the accounts that are underspent move money into the accounts that are overspent. So that's what we're up to. Any particular questions?
No, and it seems like our new CFO has things running pretty well because we're doing fewer and not as large transfers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a budget of ours, which is about $13 million, this is a $50,000 swing from one set of accounts to another.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kosmianski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. This is a resolution amending Mott McDonald's not to exceed number for 2019.
I'll speak to it because I spoke to the CFO about it after we tabled it at the last meeting and confirmed that this is predominantly due to the escrow expenses and not having budgeted sufficiently for that when we did the original not to exceed it. It is not being billed in the townships.
Correct. These are escrow funds which people deposit when they begin a project. This is really not part of our budget in a sense, in that we basically take funds out of the escrow account as our township engineer does inspections and looks over reports and that sort of thing. So in this case, we're moving it from $100,000 to $120,000 as the escrow funds are drawn down. Any questions?
I have none.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kosmianski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next item, I think, will be approved by public acclaim. This is approving the hiring of a public works employee.
No, you skipped one.
Dedication
by Ryder.
Find this one? Yeah, here we go. Okay, this is a resolution requesting permission for the dedication by Ryder for acceptance of donations for Windy Acres Environmental Education Center. Exxon was kind enough to give us about $42,000 to begin to develop a very modest education center in Windy Acres. And the scope of it's not exactly defined at this point, but I believe we would think of a small pavilion like you might have at the park across the street from Voorhees High School so that families could let us know that they want to use it and reserve it for a family barbecue or something of that sort. There also may be some platforms for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts for camping out, maybe a couple of grills, things of that nature. So it's
more rustic.
Windy is going to be the least developed of our open space holdings. In one park, where all the ball fields are, is the most developed. Another large holding is the Marukian parcel along the highway that may see a playground, but it will keep a 5K trail there for the high school kids and citizens to exercise. But this one is going to be almost a nature preserve at the end of the day, with a small facility to encourage some public use and family camping. So Exxon was very generous in this regard. So I would...
I'll make a motion.
Yeah.
A second. Did you want
to? No, I just have a question.
Yeah, sure.
With this dedication, it's great that we got it, and Environmental Education Center, is there going to be... who's the oversight that's paying for this? Is environmental involved, open space, or who's going to... plan what we do and the input?
The idea is that, and has been for, better part of a year, we've had to do a print for the demolition of the structures there. So, and we thought we would, Jesse and Amy Switler would work together with the engineer that did the print, maybe bring in a landscape architect that can understand view sheds and that sort of thing better, and then would locate these kinds of facilities as a draft, and then we would visit with open space and environmental and, get reactions. It's about a 300-acre parcel, all told, and, it's the kind of thing that it almost could be like a part of Beef Farms, where we've got farm roads out there, so along the farm road you might have a bird watching section. The farmer's going to farm a portion of it. There may be some trails people want to see that go down to a water feature or something. So, but before we can have those discussions, that should be, I think, in the first quarter, and get the print and then do the visits.
And important to note is when we purchased Windy Acres in 2007 or 8 or somewhere around there, we only purchased a part of it, 250 acres or so, and the rest we did not purchased with open space. The rest we purchased with the intent to possibly develop. And we have just recently nearly completed an application to preserve the remaining acres as well. So all of what we have purchased should be, I would say, within 6 months or so.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah, preserved.
And the state is actually paying for that. So we're looking forward to about $500,000 in funds to basically pay the town back, since we're the landowner and we're now choosing to preserve it. So that'll be a nice thing.
Okay, I have to be
local.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Hutchinoff?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
Yes. Right now we're up to approving the hiring of a public works employee. The gentleman's name is Scott Bauerbank, and he would be starting at $42,000 a year.
I think we all in the room know we need him, so I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. Mark's got the second.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
And Mayor Hill?
Yes. Next up is the another hiring of a public employee, Richard Adesio, and his starting salary is $45,000.
Anybody else want to do it this time?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Roy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And I know there's some people in the audience waiting on this one. this is authorizing the demolition of 10 Concord Road. We've gotten three written quotes for the work. The lowest quote is $10,200, maybe another $450. And...
I was surprised by it. I thought it would be higher.
I did, too. Yeah. I did, too.
And, Trishka, just at the process here is we will front the money to do the demolition and then essentially place a lien on the property.
That's good. Yeah.
So
I'll make a motion.
I'll second this one.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Okay, this is the last one, is amending the October 25, 2017 redevelopment agreement between the Township of Clinton and Annandale Village LLC to extend certain deadlines set forth therein. As I said before, this project has a preliminary approval. It involved working on a historic structure, which takes an extraordinary amount of time with the SHPO people in Trenton, the Historic Preservation Office. So they bumped up against a few of these dates. So we're extending them modestly to allow them sufficient time to complete the project and get a CO by 12/31 of next year. So it's a modest extension, and that implies a pretty aggressive construction schedule. So I recommend we approve it.
No, I will make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
Yes. The next one is a resolution authorizing the submission of the Clinton Township chapter of the Hunterdon County Wastewater Management Plan to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection pursuant to NJAC 7:15-3.5G6. And each township is required to put together a wastewater management plan. Ours, which shows the sewer service areas, how sewage is taken care of. For instance, one of our schools has a package plant, and that shows as its own little sewer plant on this map. It's been quite a long time since it was updated. Our attorneys, myself, our engineer have reviewed the new WMP wastewater management plan and believe it's perfectly fine. The Highlands Council, that once we approve this, the Highlands Council will forward it to DEP for approval. So it's a good step forward. I think our last one was 2008.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Our final resolution is authorizing the purchase of portable radios, about 20 of them, and various items for the police department. And We've obtained three written quotes, and the lowest quote for these radios and accessories is $19,650.
And it's part of the grant.
Correct. Yeah. So it doesn't come out of our budget. It comes out of a grant. So it doesn't affect our bottom line.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. And our almost final item tonight is the adoption of an ordinance, and I'll read it by title. We introduced it at our prior meeting. It's the Township of Clinton Ordinance Number 1135-19, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, regarding the towing and storage of vehicles, and amending Section 257-10 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. And what we've done here is akin to the way I look at it. The township used to specify mileage rate. If you were going to a meeting or something on the part of the township, we had our own rate. A few months ago, we went to using the IRS rate like everybody else. We had our own set of towing rates, and we've elected now to use the New Jersey State Police rates, the rates you'd be charged if your car broke down on Route 78. And as those change, because it's referencing those rates, we don't have to change our ordinance. It'll automatically adjust from year to year. So this is the public hearing for that. So let me open the public hearing. If anybody has comments, we'd like to hear them. It's kind of a technical ordinance. I see none, so let me close the public hearing. And is there any deliberation on the part of council?
Nope.
We had a pretty good conversation last meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comfortable with it.
All right. I'll make the motion then.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll jump the gun and move to pay the bills. I've reviewed the bills, and the vast majority of the bills are a payment to the Board of Education for their tax bills. So.
Okay.
Anybody?
Second.
I'll second.
All right.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. So there's one last chance for public comment. That's our last item tonight.
Mr. Mayor, Council Members, Ken Donatelli, Concord Road. First, let me thank you for passing the resolution this evening to demo number 10. And I guess I just had a couple of questions really regarding, I mean, is there a schedule? And what does the demo actually include?
You know, I apologize. Our administrator is lately out sick. He's got a couple of infections he's working on. He would have that information, I think, better than I do, for sure. I think the demolition includes the entire structure, for sure. But as far as a timetable, I'm not.
I think they're pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do the foundations have to be?
No. In fact, the way this thing reads, they may try to leave the first floor platform, which would be the joist, so you have a plywood floor sitting on a foundation. If it's not usable, then they'll take that out too, leaving the foundation in the basement. And the fences would stay.
And then the opening to the basement, I mean, that cavity, does that have to be filled, or do you just leave a fence around it?
You leave the fence around it. I mean, the idea is if somebody wants to build on that foundation, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But
first quarter?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. I just couldn't tell you if it's going to be December or if it's going to be January, because we're right up on the holiday, so I'm not.
I would, it's going to be one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You'll hear the clanking of machinery when they arrive.
Maybe it'll be there tomorrow morning.
You know what? It's not entirely impossible.
The second page?
Hold on one second.
That's the quote.
Let's go to the videotape. Now, it doesn't have anything as far as a timetable, but it does say remove entire house down the first floor deck, all debris disposed, at a landfill and supply and install one load of 1.5-inch, actually, yeah, it says what, 1.5-inch stone for tracking pad. If floor deck is not salvageable, an additional charge for removal of that. That's it. That's fine.
But I folks are anxious to get this thing done, so it's going to happen pretty quickly.
And it won't be done by RDPW, I don't think.
No.
So it's not anything dependent on us. It's on a contractor. So.
All right. Well, we are at that point in time.
Anybody else? Any others? Takers? Bill, you're moving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello, Mayor and Council.
Oh, you know what? I regret it already. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, good, guys. I'm Bill Honachevsky. I live at 6 Echo Lane. My I've lived in the township for 46 years, and my family's been here for 70 years, of course, and my father and I combined have served the township for over 50 years in different capacities. What I wanted to talk to you today about is with the approving dedication for the right for acceptance and donations for Windy Acres. And just in a nutshell, I'm sure some of you on board realize a long time ago there was an organization called the Clinton Township Concerned Citizens, or Citizen Coalition, and they presented, I think back in the day, a 3,500 Clinton Township resident petition to preserve part of Windy Acres, at the time 200 acres. And it was preserved because, well, let's go back a little bit. We went through a decade, those who remember, of litigation in reference to the nonprofit or the Concerned Citizens Group in reference to the township and also Pulte Homes. Eventually that came to fruition, and it was purchased for its ecological significance. Category 1 streams, you know, trout production waterways, wildlife habitat, of course, is major bird habitat. And thank goodness it was. It could have been 1,000 units. And, a lot of people, new people, don't moving in, they don't realize just how much time and effort it took to preserve that property. Now, the only thing that I would ask, and Mayor, you touched on it before, is that the Environmental Commission and the Open Space Commission have oversight for an integral part of it to make sure there's no environmental degradation to the property itself. And I understand that, you know, there's a number of improvements going to be made. I haven't read the grant itself. But the only thing I can ask or tell you that it was purchased because of its natural beauty and ecological significance, and any improvement should take that in consideration, and that's why I would ask that whenever you're ready, the Environmental Commission and Open Space have the oversight for it.
That's the plan, and I don't believe the grant, not really so much a grant as a donation, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very specific as to, other than it can't be used for certain things. Verbally, like preservation of that house.
Yeah.
It's it's really for the development of a new program, and I can't imagine us creating a program without the input of the Environmental Commission.
I mean, in all honesty, I'll be perfectly honest. I believe some sites shouldn't be improved on and left in their natural state for the pristine landscape. But eventually, in lieu of that, definitely you need to ask the professionals, the Environmental Commission and the Open Space Commission, for their input, because we purchased it for its natural beauty and ecological significance.
And to date, the improvements, and the improvements we've
I haven't read the improvements.
We've done to date have been removing the dilapidated structures that really pose more of a hazard than anything else. And aside from tying it up some electric and some water, I don't think we're doing anything really crazy over there.
I just don't want to be that, that generation of elected and appointed officials that somehow changes it, and it's not, doesn't look like it has before. This is very draconian, but looking back, I don't want people to say, well, who put that white elephant up there? Why did we have a parking lot here on this beautiful ecological, indicator here? So that's pretty much, so hopefully take that in consideration, and, if you can bring me EC and OC when you have time. So thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Bill. You're
welcome.
Anybody else?
Mr. Strauss,
to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
That clock's
10 minutes
fast.
You're right.
You weren't really.